We are up to Simin Tav Tzadi, and we will be doing the first six Sifim. Biyom Beis, on the second day of Pesach, that's today, Hakoron v'Parshas Emor Shor Ol Chesev, one lanes the Parsha of Shor Ol Chesev from Parshas Emor, at Sofa Inyan till the end of it, because that's where all the Moedim are, and that includes in it the mitzvah of Ketziras HaOmer. Umafdir, and for Yontif Sheni, Kore Kamo B'Yom HaRishon, one lanes the Maftir of the first day. Umafdir B'Malochim, and Haftoros from Malochim, B'Pesach D'Yoshiyom, V'Yishlach HaMelech, Ad V'Acharov Lo Kam Kamohu. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that it's good to do on the second day something special in the Suda, as a Zecher to the Sudas Esther. The Sudas Esther was on the second day of Pesach, and on that day Haman was hung. There's a bit of confusion within the Shitas of Gemara, and it seems to be a big machlokas exactly what happened on which day. But the Mishnah Berurah is coming out here that on the second day, it was on the second day of Pesach that Haman was hung. And normally you should do something special in the Suda as a Zecher to the Sudas Esther. Siv Beis Yom Gimel Shu Chol Shel Moed, on the third day, which is the first day of Chol Moed in Chutz Laretz, Arvis Shachris Umincha Mispal Kedarko, it's a weekday davening, except V'Yomer Yalav Yavo Ba'Avoda, in Ritzei one says Yalav Yavo, V'Melo Amro Machzirin Osko, and if one didn't say it, then he has to say it again. This even applies at night. It's only on Rosh Chodesh that if you leave out Yalav Yavo at night, we say that since they're not Mekadosh the Chodesh Balayla, so that is not Mechayev Yalav Yavo Leikuva, not so on Yontif. V'chein Maskiru Bebirkas HaMozon, and you mentioned in benching as well, V'imlo Omro Ein Machzirin also. Whereas if you didn't say it, one does not have to repeat it. What's the difference between Shmona Esrei and benching? Because you must daven, whereas there's no chiyuv, there's no actual chiyuv suda on Pesach, on Chol HaMoed. Nemela, since you didn't have to eat, we couldn't say that the Birkas HaMazon of Pesach is a chiyuv on Chol HaMoed. Now the halacha is that if somebody in Shmona Esrei remembered before he took his three steps back, the halacha is that he goes back to Ritzei. If it's after he took the three steps back, he goes back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. Further, Ubamusaf Mispal Kedersh Mispal Bamusaf Shal Yontif, and on Musaf Yudav Musaf Shal Yontif, says the Ramah, Hagoy Elek Shemagile, they most have dechmi for decha kamur, Omer Vikraftim Ola, Ushne Smidim Kil Chasam. There you say Vikraftim. The Minig Ashkenaz is to mention the korban of the day. So unlike the first 2 days where one begins with B'chamish Aser, here one begins with V'ikraftem. You don't say B'chodesh HaRishon. You don't start B'chodesh HaRishon. Siv Gimel. Nogin Shebiyontif Omer Is Yontif Mikra Kodesh HaZeh B'chodesh HaMor Omer Is Yom Mikra Kodesh HaZeh. You don't say Yontif Mikra Kodesh, say Yom. Says there ma van way Nogin Lo Mikra Kodesh Klal Lo Biyontif Lo B'chol HaMod. We don't say either one of them. Now the Mishnah Berurah says a chiddush that since one doesn't say Yontif, the Mechaber is telling us not to use the word Yontif on Chol HaMoed. One does not say Harachmaru Yanchileinu Yom Shekulo Tov on Yontif. That is the Mishnah Berurah Shita. There are various minhagim, but the Mishnah Berurah mentions it, and it's based on Magen Avraham. Yontif that falls on Shabbos, the halacha is that you say both of the Arachmans. That's Yontif proper, not Chol HaMoed. The same way that we say Ritzei and Yalav Yavo, we also say the Arachman Yanchalenu for Shabbos and the Arachman Yanchalenu for Yontif. The Lamaisa, our minig happens to be to say Mikra Kodesh, Yontif or Chol HaMoed, but we don't say the word Yontif even on Yontif. Siv Dalet, Kol HaYomim Shel Chol HaMoed, all the days of Chol HaMoed, Ushnei Yomim Achorim Shel Yontif, Korin HaHalel Bedilu Kamov Rish Chodesh. Unlike Sukkot, where we say a complete Halel every day of Chol HaMoed and Yontif, on Pesach, we do not say a whole Halel for all of Chol HaMoed and on Shvi Shel Pesach. The reason, because on Shvi Shel Pesach the Egyptians drowned, and the Malachim wanted to say Shira, and Hashem said to them, Maaseh Yodai Tovim Bayom V'atem Omrim Shira. So since on Shvi Shel Pesach we're not going to say it, so it's not right to say on Chol HaMoed, because that would give Chol HaMoed a Chshivas over Shvi Shel Pesach. Sifhei. Simen HaParshias. The simen of the parshias that we lay in over Chol HaMoed Pesach. Unlike Chol HaMoed Sukkos, Chol HaMoed Pesach, every day there's a different kriya. What is it? Shel Ches Yimei HaPesach, Mishach Tura. On the first day, one lays Mishchu Kulachem Tzon. Tura is the second day that Shoro Chesev. The third day, Kadesh, Kadesh Likol Bechor. The fourth day, Bechaspo, that's in Keset Talves Ami. The next is Psal. That is Reyata Omer of from Parshas Kisisa, B'Madbara, that's the Parsha of Pesach Sheni, Shlach is B'Shalach, and Buchra, the eighth day of Pesach, one lanes Kol HaBechor. V'zeh HaSeder lo yishtane ki im keshachal Pesach b'yom hei, when Pesach falls on a Thursday, Shabiyom Gimel shu Shabbos, the third day of Chol HaMoed, which is Shabbos, Kora Reyata Omer Elai shu Psal. A psal is the parsha that we always lay on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, Pesach or Sukkos, and therefore Bion Aleph Beis Gimel Koren Kadosh Bekaska B'Madbara. Means on Shabbos Chol HaMoed we will always be laying that which is psal, and the reason we do it is because it mentions Shabbos in there. What happens if somebody mixed up the Seder? They lay on the wrong day, the wrong one. So the Bir Alach addresses that over here. He brings the Prima Gadim in the name of the Pri Chodesh, that if someone switched the order, so the day afterwards he can do the one that he skipped. And the question is, if you do the very same thing with Yontif Rishon, that he leaves as a suffix. That means if by mistake on the first day instead of Mishchu they lay in Shoro Chesev, so what should they lay in on the second day? So that he leaves as a suffix, whereas when it comes to Chol HaMoed, there, if one day they skipped, they are allowed to switch the order and lay that the next day instead. Sivav, b'chol yimei Chol HaMoed, ishnei yomim tovim, korim haravi, b'sefer sheni, b'karbonos, ha-masofin, sh'b'pinchas, ha-maslo, v'krafdim at sof piska. Every day the maftir is the korban musaf of the day, which is the same, they craft him every day, unlike on Sukkos. Now, this maftir is the Revi. I mean, he's not going to lay in the Haftorah anyway, but he is really the fourth aliyah. And there are four aliyahs that you're supposed to have on Chol HaMoed. As a result of it, the Kaddish is not to be said until after the Revi. Unlike Shabbos and Yontif and Yom Kippur, where the Minyan HaKruim is completed with the first kriya, and then the maftir is outside the cheshbon. There, Kaddish is said before the maftir. Here, the Kaddish is said after the revi.